From offense to defense, we were terrific. We've had trouble in the second half of competing the way that we want to compete. I thought it shows up in our ball screen defense. That's big. You know, the way they play, they're going to come off a ton of ball screens. We did a bad job with our ball screen defense, and that impacted a ton. Montgomery played. The secondary guys played very well. Montgomery and Kilo Singleton was awesome. He's got a reputation. I saw him play AAU. He's got a reputation of a 3-point shooter, and tonight he was terrific. And I thought the player of the game outside of him was Kenny, because he blocked 7 shots and he was all over the place. 12 points, 12 rebounds, 7 blocks. That's a big time performance.
I guess my first question is just what happened on that run. I mean, the atmosphere is just crazy. Do you think that your young experienced team just kind of struggled? Your young and experienced team just kind of struggled with that moment when?
Yeah, I thought overall in the second half we had a hard time of competing. Like, we didn't compete the way that you have to compete to win consistently. You know, we were terrific in the first half, and then we couldn't do it again in the second half. Obviously, it's a big game for everybody. They were ready to go in the second half. I thought they got momentum, and I thought they made some real impactful defensive plays that made it hard for us to score when we did get a good look at the basket.
Do you think in that run, it felt like you guys started settling a little bit more?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah. We reverted back to what we're trying not to be. And that's hard. It's hard to do it when there's pressure, right? You're trying to score, and now you're just trying to score. You're not thinking about our identity. You're just trying to freaking score. And we got caught up in that for sure.
Tori, any questions?
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
What do you think were the turning points of the game?
I can't tell you the turning point, right? I just know who did what. I thought Kenny's block shots really changed the momentum of the game. And I thought Singleton's threes changed the momentum of the game and gave them a lot of confidence. Those two guys were the difference in terms of the momentum swing. Kenny on defense, Singleton on offense.
Yeah, Coach, I want to ask you about that first half. I mean, offensively, you guys looked great.
We were terrific.
Basket more.
We were terrific.
There's that moment. Montgomery made that little bit of a run. He got it in close, and then Nico had a great backdoor cut pass, and he had another one on the next to Ethan. And that's something I haven't seen from you guys all conference play. What do you think was working so much for you guys in the first half?
Yeah, we were playing to our identity. You know, we, you know, some of it is on me. Like, we, you know, I thought the first half of the year, whatever you want to call it, you know, we were settling a ton, hoping that we, you know, we shoot the ball better, and we were kind of playing to get threes off, to be honest with you. And we've tried to change our identity, and we tried to go to the basket more and put more pressure on the paint. And I thought in the first half we played our best half.
Would you make your defensive performance, you know, Holy Cross, you know, even after that big run they went on, they struggled down the stretch, allowed you to get a chance at the end.
Yeah. We were able to guard. Once we settled down and, you know, Singleton made shots. Once that run was over, we defended fine.
Yeah.
We still didn't score, though. We weren't scoring. We still weren't getting quality looks at that time. You know, we're posting up outside the paint. We weren't able to play with the type of force that we're talking about playing. Some of it is on me. I have to find a way within the flow of our offense to get the ball inside deeper. Right now, we're catching it, you know, 10 feet, and we're dribbling 18 times a score. That's not good offense.
When they had those 2 threes in a row and the crowd just exploded, it kind of peaked. You called timeout. What did you tell your team in the huddle to kind of just?
Man, listen, it's the thing that people don't understand. Like, it's a basketball game. Like, it happens every game. Someone is going to make some shots. Someone's going to go on a run. Like, this is what it is. And so just trying to settle the guys down and try to get back to our identity. We talked more about trying to get back to our identity, you know, in that stretch. And a lot of it was offense. Like, we weren't playing good offense. You know, it was both. We got to, you know, and I saw it right away. As soon as the second half started, I saw it right away. We weren't locked in. And it's been a problem. At Lafayette, we were much better in the second half.
Speaking of Lafayette, you guys have really struggled to get back-to-back wins this year. You had that one at Loyola Maryland where Morales.
Yeah, we were lucky to win that game.
Yeah, but
Morales was unbelievable.
Is there anything you've noticed? Like, do you guys take your foot off the gas after a win, or what is it?
Well, I thought we came out. I thought tonight was more about our second half issues defensively. I thought that was a bigger issue than coming out flat. When we played Loyola, we came out flat after the first win. This one, we came out ready to go, and the second half, we struggled.
You know, you have that win against Lafayette. Let's see, you guys kind of moving in the right direction. The first half, you play so well, and we're all kind of freaking out, like, you guys are making progress. And then you tailspin in the second half. How do you just kind of focus on the progress you're making and not take the
loss? Well, that's why I told them that. Like, I told the guys that. Like, all right, what happens in this is, like, you play, all right, you're trying to change your identity a little bit.
Yeah.
You go play Army. You have some success. You don't make enough shots to win, but you played pretty good. You just didn't make enough shots to win. Okay, you go to Lafayette. You beat one of the better teams, and then you're feeling good. You come here. You're playing great in the first half. You're feeling good, and all of a sudden you get punched in the face in the second half, and you lose. And then all of a sudden the win comes out. No, bro. Like, all right, we got to focus on what we can control. We can control our energy and effort on the defensive end in the second half of games. That's what we should be thinking about, not we lost the game. All right, we can talk about that, but it's more like, okay, what can we change? Let's change that. Let's work on that. Let's get focused on that, because the alternative is not getting you anywhere. Sitting around wallowing and, whatever, it's not going to get you anywhere. Let's do something to change what is happening to us. And right now, the second half of games, we're struggling defensively. Because we can't control the ball going in and out. Like, we can play better offense. I thought, like I said, I didn't think offensively we played to the identity we were trying to have. But that's kind of what I was telling them. We're this close to turning the corner, but you got to keep going. It's hard. It's hard to win one game. It's hard, man. It's hard. Appreciate you guys coming out, though. Yeah. It's pretty cool you guys come and watch. It was fun. It was a fun first half.
It was. It was very fun.
Too bad it's two halves.
Yeah.
I should have walked out after the first half. I should have walked out like Bird back in like 86 when he won a three-point shooting contest. Yeah.
I have one more question. Sure. I'm just curious, you know, as a coach, what are some of the challenges? Like, what is it just like playing in that kind of environment? And especially when they want to run and like they're freaking out. And that was the loudest I've heard of building in a long time.
Yeah, so I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah.
Right? And some of this is, you know, I've been head coach now for 20 years. I've been in a million games. I've coached. So I'm kind of used to, like, people going on runs, place being loud. It doesn't really affect me. It affects kids. I get it. It can affect you. Sometimes it affects the referees. They get caught in the game. But, you know, you'd have to ask them. But I think it's challenging, you know, to play in an environment that's going against you. And every time they make a play, the place is erupting. And they made some big-time athletic plays.
Do you think
it's a challenge?
Like, how do you think they kind of responded to it? If, like, from the outside looking in, just looking at the way your players.
Hey, come here. You got one?
Yeah.
I can't say it was the crowd.
Yeah.
That's why we lost, because we've struggled when nobody's been in the building in the second half of games.
Yeah.
And so no matter what happens, we didn't do what we're capable of doing. I don't, like, you know, maybe it had an effect, you know, it probably did, but I don't know if I don't ever think about that. I never think about why they have a good crowd. We got wide-eyed. No, I thought we struggled in the second half of games and they just end up having a good crowd here. You know, Singleton doesn't make those shots. Maybe it's a different story.
Do you draw a lot of parallels to the Army game just and how that second half?
Yeah, that's been our thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, we lost to Lafayette. Yeah. We outplayed them in the first half. We lost to Navy. We outplayed them in our first game of the season was like this. We outplayed Navy. In the second half, we faltered. You know, we've shown that we can play. Like, you know, we got to get over it, man. We got to get past this. But it's hard, man. Everybody's trying to win. It's hard. It's hard.
Anything else, Tori?
Covers it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got it, man.
Appreciate it.